the one and only Mr. Mark Morano. Brother Morano, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Happy to be here today.
2006. Can you believe that's when you and I met in Alexandria, Virginia, that little NRA studio? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. Yeah, that was the... I was working for Cybercast News Service, and then I went to the United States Senate Environment and Public Works Committee from there. But yes, that was the year Al Gore's film came out, Inconvenient Truth. So we were probably talking about that in 2006.
We probably were. And Inconvenient Truth was just, that was chump change compared to what's going on here today. So you wrote a response to these 11,000, quote, scientists, close quote, that want to stabilize world population. Tell us, first of all, what they want to do, and then what your response was.
Well, first of all, this is out of Oregon State University, some of the architects. This is activist academia. Now, keep in mind, this is not 11,000 scientists. It's, you could more loosely say, 11,000 members of the academic community, because these are going to include sociologists and all sorts of non-scientific disciplines. These are just professors, associate professors, doctorate students, all jumping on the bandwagon, trying to keep this memo alive of a climate emergency. Remember, that's what this, the purpose of this letter was, to say we have a climate emergency and we need to reduce population, essentially. And climate emergency is a new, actually, it's a phrase that began back with Barbara Streisand, of all people, in 2000. I did a whole origin of this. 2005, Al Gore also started it, and then it faded. But this used to be global warming. It used to be the greenhouse effect, then global warming, then climate change, then global weirding, climate disruption. Now they're sticking with climate emergency. So these 11,000, in quotes, academics are claiming that we need to reduce overpopulation. We've come full circle now since the 1960s. We started the radical, wacky environmental movement in the 1960s with Paul Ehrlich's overpopulation bomb, all sorts of scary predictions. None of them came true. And they just changed the environmental scare, came up with a bunch of new scary predictions. But the solutions have always been the same, Mike. Central planning, wealth redistribution, socialism, and sovereignty-limiting treaties, sovereignty-threatening treaties. This is, it doesn't matter whether you're talking about global cooling and overpopulation, climate change, deforestation, always the same solution. Government, massive increase in control.
Did I see a climate depot? I know I saw it somewhere. 1972, that John Lennon had said that overpopulation was... I saw it somewhere. John Lennon says overpopulation is a myth. Did you see that?
He said it was a joke. Yeah, I have the clip. It's my headline at Climate Depot this morning. Flashback, it's 1971, the Dick Cavett Show. Dick Cavett plays the role of the unbelievable establishment media. He actually says, "I think you're wrong." And John Lennon laughs and says, "I know you do, but I don't care." He was the original Donald Trump. John Lennon made a chump out of all the scientists in the 1960s and 70s. John Lennon has been proven correct. And here's why, Mike. The new fear is underpopulation. As countries get wealth, their fertility rates and birth rates drop dramatically. Their population stabilize and decline. That is the future for every country. The only key is whether we get those countries wealth. And if you look at it, I quote in my report, left-wing environmentalists, people who used to be concerned, reversed themselves. I quote things like the BBC. I quote mainstream sources to show you that for the last decade, the whole overpopulation scare has completely, it's been crumbled for 40 years, but at least the liberals are now admitting it. So for these 11,000 alleged academics to come forward now and claim that as the grave threat has no science behind it. I have charts, stats. We have a major population stabilization and decline coming in the coming decades based on every available source in history and all the data. To try to scare people about population now is nothing more than campaigning for more government control over every aspect of our lives.
So when does the new book, Mark Morano of ClimateDepot.com, when does the new book, it is Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, right?
Yes, it actually came out, my new edition came out this year, this summer. It's got a whole chapter on the Green New Deal 2019 edition. It's available at Amazon. It's actually been an Amazon bestseller. It's in its sixth printing.
Wow.
I've sold out for long periods of time. It is the A to Z guide for anyone, parents with kids in high school through kindergarten. They need this book because I go through everything. I give you the political, scientific. I quote all the dissenting scientists. I have a whole chapter on kids indoctrination. I have a whole chapter on the history of the climate scare. I have a whole chapter on how CO2 is not the control knob of the climate, a whole chapter on the fallacy of the alleged 97%, which wasn't even it was only 77 anonymous scientists, and they tried to claim there were 97% of all scientists agree. So, and by the way, this 11,000 that we're hearing about, there was a petition, the Oregon petition, 30,000 plus scientists across the world disputed that CO2 was as any kind of threat to the climate of the Earth. So if you're going to use numbers games, we have them beat by three times in terms of that. So, but my book, Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, is available Amazon, anywhere, Walmart, Target, etc., and it's published by Regnery. So I can't tell you how many people. I tried to make it humorous, fun. It's written for the layperson, but it's got over 1,000 footnotes as well.
Yeah, you know, on the day when Greta Thunberg was at the UN, they had you mentioned kids indoctrination. I had all these kids that were on these stages right outside the Capitol building singing these goofy songs that they had written. I sent one of the ones I recorded from C-SPAN to Graham because Graham said he was with you. Did you hear it?
Did I hear what
the song? The song
that, what are you asking?
Yeah, the song that the one of the songs I sent it to Graham. I said, "Guy," because he sent me some pictures from where you guys were, I guess, or maybe where he was in New York. And I said, "Oh, you have to hear what was going on in Mordor." I sent him the song as I had.
I don't remember the song. No, I did not hear the song. But the day I went to the Greta event at the White House, they had Greta led young people to lay down at the White House gates and for 11 minutes to represent 11 years left before the planet ends. And if we don't act, basically we have to convert to socialism immediately and global governance headed by the UN, or we're all doomed.